Superstation.
Good morning, Bill Bragg speaking. It's time now to go to Newark, New Jersey for live coverage of the 34th Annual Convention of Friends of Old Time Radio. And now, here's your host, Mike Beal.
I hope my wife is going to help me on this because I don't watch it as much as she does, but I think that's fantastic. So let's see what really happens. All right, five categories. I think we have a category button. I thought I heard it. Hey, it's like a TV show. Okay, we have quiz show host. Who sets that? Amos and Andy, food, and sound effects. So, let's see. Normally it's a toss of the coin. Okay, pick a number between 1 and 10. Pick a number. All right, I'll go with number 7. 2, 9. See in my mind. So, sorry, so why don't you... Well, you just have to... But that's my favorite number.
Yeah.
Of course, the next group will know that. All right.
Neighboring me, it's only fair.
I think who said that for 200? Who said that for 200?
Adam,
take the list. Adam, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We figured out who's supposed to raise your hand.
I'm going to teach you how to do that, Billy. Raise your hand.
I'm going to see if I can catch that and maybe some of the help. Ready? I will read it. And here we go. So that's 200. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America.
Okay. Who is Walter Winchell?
Yep.
Okay, I'll say Gabe is Andy for 200. Carol Merrill from my age. Amos Andy 200, please.
Okay, the two men who played and created Amos and Andy.
You got to raise your hand.
Yeah.
Is it Freeman Dawson and Charles?
That is correct.
I didn't know you have to raise your hand.
I announced that.
Well, I wasn't listening.
And we did that last year, and you were here.
I didn't listen last year either.
Okay. John, where do you want to go now?
400.
And she was Kingfish's wife.
Who is Sapphire Stevens?
That's correct.
Next on that category, please.
Amos did this for a living.
What is a cab driver?
Correct.
Next on that.
And the longest and most publicized romance was this woman.
Who is Madam Queen?
Hey, that is correct.
Finish the category, please.
1,000. Okay, this man played the Kingfish.
Who is Freeman Gosden?
And that is correct.
Okay, let's have food for 200.
Okay. This drink hits the spot.
Well, that's the cola.
That's correct. You raise it in the form of a question.
What is Pepsi-Cola?
Okay, great. Those are the questions, right.
Pepsi-Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, nickel, trickle, trickle, trickle. Trickle, nickel, nickel, something applause. The non too late. No.
And, you know, just as a side note, in putting these questions together, I used one of Mel's books to either give me a... jog my memory or...
Yes.
So, well, no, who's been getting
and
all the answers?
And he's losing.
Yeah, how
great the book is.
I always thought that an author may not have read his book recently. So, okay, which one do
I go? I'll go for food, please, for 200.
Okay.
Well, that was 400, yeah.
This product is all vegetable and digestible.
No, I think it's Crisco.
That's correct.
That is Crisco. What is it? The egg
wash? Mm-hmm.
Feels like you pull yourself in.
Okay, where now what are we going
to food for 600
students. You were told to take a tip from Tom to tell your mom. Sean.
Ralston.
Any of the Ralston products. Okay, this cereal is shot from gun. Correct.
What is puff wheat? He didn't say
puff
what
puff
is
puff wheat, puff white, rice, paper puff wheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll
be having
2 for 1,000. Okay. Commercial for this product starts with the big red letters stand for. No?
Big red letters stand for the girl open every. Oh, the big red
that is correct.
I can see. You want to hear more? Want to hear more?
No, go it's on. Not named that soon.
What category?
Okay, pick the category. Okay, sound effects, internet, no, you finish in the sound effects, who said that, and who said it?
I'll go 200, who said that. I mean, 400, please.
What a revolting development this is. Now I think you had it.
Chester A. Riley.
You're correct.
The next one down on the... yeah, who said that? Please?
Howdy, bud. Anybody catch you, please? Derek?
Who is Titus Moody?
That is correct.
Next on that category, please.
Yoo-hoo, is anybody...
That was Derek.
Who is Molly Goldberg?
Yeah. So this is correct. So Derek?
Okay, next on that one.
Okay, how do you do? How do you do?
No. What is Dirk Wooden of that Russian?
That's correct.
Who is?
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry. Last
hey,
night.
It worked. It worked.
You people are starting to annoy me. What is? Who is? Come on.
No, go
all right. I'll go sound effects 200.
Yeah. And double jeopardy. Okay. I think we can bet up to what number of points you have. How many points is the bell on this? Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
Wait a second. You can take how many points? You have 3,000 points. You bet up to 3,000 points. If you get the answer correct, you get the number of points. That you get it wrong, you lose that.
Oh. I'll go up that
okay, these were sometimes only Mel answered this one. These were sometimes used to make the sound of horseshoe food.
Oh, coconut.
Coconut Joe.
Yep, I would accept that. That's what I
said. Who is Coconut Joe?
What is Coconut Joe? All right.
You people are really annoying me. I want you to know.
No, I'm
triple on that one.
You get 400 on that. Oh, you get 400.
400 is the bet. So you get 800, right?
What is, well, I don't want to know. It's 400 points.
Oh, right.
That's what I thought. All right.
Let's go sound effect 400.
Okay.
Okay, this could sound like fire.
Hey, hold it. Hold it.
We can't see it, and he's raising his hand.
My butt anyway. I still have the extra one.
We didn't even hear the question.
I didn't hear the question.
Can you stand in front? Because he's got 20-20 eyesight. I can't see.
We're going to have to do it so that we
can't raise your hand until I finish. You know, you are really crucial to the group. Let me say that. Derek, let's shoot the hell out of here.
All right. Hey, Wee, can I have some decorum, please, with the panel? Okay. Category, please. Game show host for 200. All right, I'm going to read this. You watch this. Ralph Del Mar hosted this popular quiz show on both radio and television.
What is You Bet Your Life?
That is correct.
Okay,
400 please, same category. Again, you can't raise your hand until I finish asking you questions. Okay. He was the host of Super Consequences.
Who was Ralph Edwards?
Correct.
600
please, 100. Double Jeopardy.
Okay. How many points do I have? 5,000. I bet 3,000. Really funny.
All right. This man was the host of People Are Funny.
Who is Art Linkletter?
Correct.
800, please.
He hosted Scream for a Day.
Jack Bailey. What is? Who is?
Who is Jack Bailey? That's okay.
Jack Bailey.
Well, all I would do is say rephrase it in the form of a question.
Who is? Thank you.
All right. Bell's correct. Bell,
I'll go 1,000 on that.
He has the answer. All right. Jack Perry hosted this show that had a panel of children. Derek?
What is Juvenile Jury?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, we've got two left, and then we'll see who our highest is. Okay. This was used for thunder.
What's a piece of metal?
Yeah, actually a sheet of metal.
Okay, 800, please.
Ready? When someone got knocked to the floor, this was used. I know that the sandbag, even
that's more of a question. That's where I guess that was the movie Rocky.
Yeah, I can't accept that one. I gave the answer. My fault.
Hey, I found some
sandbags. Okay, instead of a gun, this was also used to sound like a gunshot. All right. Anybody know? Six on it. Seven, four, six. You got to come up here and be a contestant. Okay, Arlene, can you give me totals?
Four.
Oh, I need to have him get something to light up. Oh. All right, we'll pick it up. Actually, last time I had to do this, we'll pick up the thing. When do we go? To 9:30?
The fool wouldn't talk so much. Why did you look at me when you said that?
No more singing the full jingle. All right, do we have time to be
helpful,
Darren?
Please, total
sleep. Total,
Nelson
has
2,200. Here's what we're going to do. Each of you will get a sheet of paper. On one side, I want you to write down how much you're going to bet on the final Jeopardy question. That's before I announce the question. And we'll give you your scores again.
I'll have a pen.
Arlington, but we're running short on time. Here. Yep. Thank you.
Good, Derek. I need a pen. Thank you.
Loan it to him, then you get it right back.
Okay, I'll write down.
Oh, okay, they got one.
All right. Now, how many points does Bell have, for instance?
Bell has 4,000.
You can bet up to 4,200.
I'll bet the whole thing.
Well, you write it down. You write it down.
Oh.
Sean?
Well, I didn't know. Why is everybody yelling
how
at
many
me?
Points?
I didn't know.
I'm not naming the category. This game's been too easy.
Okay.
And does Derek know how many points he has?
Yes.
Has everybody written down their points? Now keep the piece of paper,
yes,
because
please.
On the reverse side, you're going to write down the answer.
Yes.
Don't shout this out. Ready?
ML.
You're going to have this. You write it in the form of a question, and you have as long as the music plays to come up with the answer. Here is the final Jeopardy question. When they first appeared on radio in 1926, Cleveland Gosman and Charles Carell appeared as this team. Here's the music.
Do I get extra points for whistling the theme?
We'll take a wing point. Okay, let's see what we got here. I think we should bring it to
the
sound.
Yeah.
Okay, Mel, what did you write down?
Sam and Henry.
That's correct. And what did Sean write down?
Sam and Henry.
Sam and Henry.
You know what they wagered.
And oh yeah, how much did you wager?
I wagered 4,200.
Okay, 4,200.
I wagered 1,999.
I wagered 5,000.
I can't do the math.
I wager 5,000. I also have who are Sam and Henry. And or N in between.
I thought it was N. Okay. Can you give me a total?
Anybody have Luke McLeod's phone number?
Now,
you can call.
Now what we're going to do is this. The person has the highest number of points will be the winner of this particular game. That person will stand by and be in the final Jeopardy game that we play for the grand prize. So who do we, have you totaled yet?
Yes. Mel has 8,400 points. Sean has 3,999 points. And Derek has 14,600 points.
All right, Derek is the big winner.
Derek
is the fair winner. Derek, what we've got here is for, don't know. Okay, Derek, this is you.
Wow, this game.
Okay.
The other two contestants,
for being in the game, each wins a individual DVD.
Thank you.
You.
Thank you very much.
John, for you. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's get the next group of contestants up here, please. Give them a big hand. I don't know if we can do two. We'll probably end up just doing one more. Can we? We have volunteers. Three more people. There, come on down. Come on down. Here, are you sure you? All right. A third hand. Do I see a third hand, please? Come on, someone. We've got a big prize in this.
I don't want.
We need a third.
All right, over here. Let's start on our my left. Introduce yourself, please.
Frank Morgan from West Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Frank. And Frank. Next?
Michael Mello from Flushing, New York.
Michael.
Alex from Brooklyn.
And Alex. Okay, what we're going to do, you know the rules. We're going to turn the board around. I think you got it on the other side, am I right? Yep.
Do you want the opening music?
Nah, I think we're running a little tight.
Yeah.
On this one.
And please read the categories.
All right, the categories are... I have to get my... All right. What's in a name? Boyfriends, pets, potpourri, and my sponsor. Potpourri and my sponsor.
Potpourri.
All right, so now we're talking French. Why don't we just start in the middle? We'll start here in the middle.
Okay, what's in the name? 200.
Okay, what's in the name for 200? Do the same thing. Don't wait until I read the question before you can raise your hand. Asa Jolson.
Is Al Jolson?
That's correct.
400.
Okay. Yeah, please form it in the form of a question. Ready? Harry Lillis.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby.
Yes, you're correct.
600.
Leslie Towns.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Nathan Birnbaum.
George Burns.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Leonard Sly.
Yes. Who's Roy Rogers?
That is correct.
That's for 200.
That's for 200. Okay, Little Orphan Annie's Dog.
Yes. Who's Sandy?
Sandy is correct.
400. Thanks.
Okay. Blondie's Dog.
Yes. Who is Daisy?
Daisy's correct.
600. Thanks.
600. Jack Benny's Parrot. You had your chance.
I know this one.
No. Yes, Alex.
Who's Polly?
Polly is correct. Where do you want to go?
One more down, right?
800. Roy Rogers' Dog.
Yes, who's Bullet?
Bullet's correct.
1,000.
Finish off the category. Oh, it's a double Jeopardy, or double Daily Double, right? Daily Double, whatever. Okay, how many points? Does Alex have any points to confess, or?
No.
Okay,
Michael.
Well then. I'm sorry, who's was this?
Oh, Michael.
Was it Michael?
Yeah.
Michael, I'm sorry. Michael?
Yeah.
Who answered the letter? Who? You replied, that's what I thought, so this is yours. So what's
the... you want to know
Michael's score? Who answered the last question?
Yeah. No, it's Roy Rogers' Dog was the last one.
Oh, okay, you're right.
You're all going down.
Okay, so
you have no variety.
Yeah. How many points?
Five.
Okay.
Five.
I gotta get the calculator. Okay, of the 2,600.
Okay, 1,200.
1,200. All right. Only Michael can answer, right? Okay, smaller than the con... Smiling Ed McConnell's cat.
I have no idea.
Hey. Hi, Gary? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, who was?
Okay.
All right, so we'll let you go to the next test.
Okay, let's go to my sponsor.
Can you subtract?
Yeah,
subtract
1,200.
My
sponsor?
Yep.
200?
200. Okay, it's the sponsor. Captain Midnight.
Yes. What is Ovaltine?
What is Ovaltine is correct.
400.
All right. Mix.
Yes. What is Shredder Walton?
Yes, Shredder Walton is correct. Any of the Walton.
Yes.
Jack Armstrong. Yes, Alex.
What is Wheaties?
Wheaties is correct. Sergeant Preston. Which hand did I... Michael?
Liquor Puff Wheat.
That's right. Correct. Liquor Puff Wheat and Rice, either one. And do you want to finish the category?
No, let's go for it.
All right. Gene Autry.
Yes. Libby Doubleman.
Doubleman Gummis, correct. Yep. Very good. Very good. All right. We have What's in a Name? And no, we finished that one, didn't we? Boyfriends and Potpourri.
Boyfriends.
Okay. All right. Betty and Veronica both had crushes on this boy.
Was it?
Michael again?
No, you guys. Are.
Okay.
Archie Andrews.
Archie Andrews is correct.
Who's Archie Andrews? Who is Archie Andrews? Andrews?
Correct. Okay.
400.
Watch. You watch the people. It would be hard to meet Corliss Archer without him.
Was it Pringle?
No. Anybody else?
No.
It's got to be one of the people up there. Anybody else?
Michael Allen?
No. Okay. Okay, you want to say who it is?
Gary?
Well, because they have to do it first. If you were a contestant, you'd be up here and you'd get a chance. Okay, it's Dexter. All right, let's go.
In category?
Yes. All right. What you watch the people, so you can see Ray Sanford. Judy always had a date with this boy.
Who was Oogie Pringle?
Oogie Pringle is correct.
Yeah, that was the one.
That was Oogie. Okay. You want to go to
800? Let's go for it.
All right. Again, the minute you hear it, you look, and I'll read the question. All right, Harriet Conklin had a crush on him. Yes.
Who was Walter Denton?
That's correct.
Faust.
All right, again, watch the people. Kathleen Anderson would not call for her boyfriend like his mother did.
Michael Semiolis?
Henry Oliver is correct. All right, I guess we have one category left.
Okay, so for 200.
Operate, ready?
Okay. Start from the bottom.
Anything goes. Anything.
It's a mixture.
Okay, we've got a double jeopardy. Daily double. Daily double. Ellen printed these things. Talk to Ellen. Okay. I'm sorry, who had that?
Michael?
Michael?
Yeah.
What is Howard?
How about 2000?
Okay, 2000. Again, only Michael can answer this one. In addition to being part of the cast of the Jack Benny Show, these two performers also had their own shows.
Who were Phil Harris and Dennis Day?
That's correct. Phil Harris and Dennis Day. Very good.
No blank. Yeah, it was no blank.
It could have been any two of about three or four people.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
He got his start on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Who had it?
Alex?
Who is the Great Gildersleeve?
Great Gildersleeve is correct.
Go to 1,000.
1,000? Okay. Again, turn around and watch the board. Okay. On radio, he was Jack Benny's neighbor.
I know it was Michael next. Who was Ronald Coleman?
Ronald Coleman's correct.
Okay, 800, Oakley.
All right, Arthur Anderson would be very upset if you didn't know the name of this famous children's program that used child actors. Alex,
let's pretend.
Let's pretend, correct.
And you want to finish?
600. All right. He was the original Great Gildersleeve.
Michael Alperry.
Alperry, correct. Have we finished? Oh. We did. We finished it. Okay, Arlene. You need, anyway, use the back of the...
I want to
turn them. We're on final Jeopardy now. Okay. All right, you'll be told in a few seconds your scores. You'll be able to write down the amount of money or the amount of points you want to bid. And I will then, and again, I'm not announcing what the category is because it's
okay.
Radio show.
It's all
with OTR. So.
Okay, total, Frank has 4,200, Michael has an even 10,000, and Alex has 2,400.
Again, everybody has paper to write on. Let's write it down. Everybody write down? Let them out? Okay, here we go. Again, write them down. Here's the question. This cereal makes us shout hooray. Four, I think. Four. Three. Listen. Question is, this cereal makes us shout hooray. Okay, pens down. Why don't we start here? Frank, what did you bid?
I bid it all. 4,200.
And the...
Where's Quaker Oats?
Quaker Oats is not correct.
Okay, I bet 1,000. I have no idea.
No idea. Interesting cereal, not correct.
No.
Alex?
Oh, no.
Nobody won. Audience, does anybody know? Cream of wheat.
I never ate cream of wheat in my life.
Wow.
Well, what we're going to have to do is just go with the highest point in this game. Okay, so who has? Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Do they lose their points when they? Yeah, they do. Of course. So who's left? Right. Whatever they wagered, they lose. Or
Frank wagered it all, so he's left with 0 points.
All right.
Michael wagered 1,000. He's left with 9,000 points. And
okay.
Alex wagered everything but 1 point.
So Michael is our winner.
Thank you.
Again, Michael, for winning.
Thank you.
You get a set of videotapes, which also includes one of last year's or a couple of years ago the DVD from the convention. And the other two contestants each get a DVD.
Thank you.
So there you go. Charlie, you say we don't have time for a third game, I guess, right? Okay, why don't we... Yeah. All right. If nobody objects to that, we could do that. It's a right. It's not based on time. It's just based on getting the answer right. So why don't we do that? So all right. So you'll stay, Mike. And let's see. Our winner from our first game was
Derek.
And Mel, come on up. You were the closest one. Okay. We'll give Mel a chance.
Thank you.
All right. I believe that's on the next card. You can take that down.
Okay, next year I'm playing. I asked you many times, Terry.
All right. in this case, we're going to, let's see, did we, what did we do last year? I don't think we took points as a basis, did we?
We just got it right.
Or I guess we could. We could take the points that were left from the first, from each of their games. No, that wouldn't work. That would, all right, without 7 minutes? We'll go with the correct answer, and what I did last year, it didn't happen, but the question was asked, what happens if we have more than one winner? All winners will receive the same grand prize. The grand prize, by the way, and that's why I kept saying people should be playing in this thing, is a complete set of DVDs from this year's convention.
Oh.
Valued at $125. Gary, I offered you twice. Okay. So,
could you read the categories?
No, no, no. We're not doing categories. We're going to have one question. Oh. Everybody have a sheet of paper to write the...
Is this based on the points or just in general?
No, just in general. So you're basically... The ones that get it correct are the winners. Everybody have something to write on? You're going to have about, 10 seconds? I want the final. Okay. There's no time on this one. Let's play music. All right. Question is, the answer is, she opened her show with Hello, Everybody. We're going to hopefully do this again next year. And again, I'm telling you, if you'd like to be part of the contestants, just I'm going to hold you to it.
I got it.
Everybody finished writing? I don't know. I really thought that was a tough one. Let's see what we got. Mel.
Kate Smith.
Yes. Kate Smith is correct.
I don't know.
You know?
Who is Kate Smith? Gary, you're a loser.
we have two winners. Right after we finish, I'm going to have you fill out. Well, I can do that now. Just each of you, please fill out. Just fill out the information at the bottom, name, address, please. And I'm going to sign it so Ellen will know where you came from.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? That would be a good idea. All right. No prizes. just the ability of knowing that you got it right. Why don't we go with some of the toughies?
Oh, I thought it was for me. I didn't know, John, honest to God.
Just pull up the... Alright, this one is famous sign-offs. Who in the audience would know this? Goodbye, and may the good Lord take a liking to you, was said by this man.
Roy Rogers,
correct. This one is a says who, very similar. So help me, I'll mow you down.
Charlie McCarthy.
I did say raise your hand, so... And I saw the young lady back there. You were going to say Charlie McCarthy?
Okay.
All righty. This is Sidekicks. Poncho rode with...
These way she's
cool.
Now you're telling me these are a little too easy. We're going to make them a little tougher next year. All right, this is under On the Street Where You Live. I thought this was a cute one. This animal lived in a shoe.
Right. Buster Brown.
Correct.
Buster Brown is the animal.
All right, and this is under Potpourri, which won't even care. Okay, it's anything, but it happens to be on food. It says it has more food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Excellent. I know.
Yes. Oh, anybody?
I know it, Fred. Jell-O pudding.
No. No.
More food energy.
No. Anybody know?
Well, I know royal pudding.
Royal pudding. Remember, I think it was Fred Allen that used to say, royal pudding. But I think, what do we do? How are we on time, Charlie? We got 3 minutes. We'll play a few more of these things. All right, we'll go back to famous sign-off. This newsman would sign off with, so long until tomorrow. Well, Thomas, yeah.
Says who? Why don't we just play these two ones? Is everybody happy?
I know it's Ted Lewis.
Lewis. Okay, before television, Alan Spunt, Alan Spunt was known for this radio program. Just shout it out. And a microphone, correct. And, all right, David Harding was the character in this show.
David Harding, Planet Five.
And you should start the day with a good breakfast with this. Okay, you should start the day with a good breakfast with this person. Charlie's probably more correct than anybody, but what? All right, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. Oh, we've been that for like 5 years from now. No one will remember that. I think we'll stop with the next one because we're giving away some of the good ones. Well, this quarreling husband and wife were first heard on Edgar Bergen's Chase and Sanborn Hour. And who is
Sickerson's?
Sickerson's, right. Okay, everybody like the show? Like what we did?
Oh,
okay.
Great.
I'll write one for you, Gary. All right, luckily we've got a couple of minutes, or maybe a minute left for me to wrap this thing up. I want to just thank all of you for coming this early in the morning, and remember that enjoy the rest of the convention today. We are in room 5 if you want to take a peek at some of the things we've got. We've got, you know, DVDs and CDs and movies and movie serials and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to tell Jay we'd like to do this again next year. I would like more of you to take part in this. We're going to try to move it a little faster so we can run 3 shows like we did last time, or 3 separate games. And yeah. As I said, we'll always have a great grand prize, and we'll have regular prizes for all contestants. So thank you for coming, and stay around for...
We're a little late, folks, so good night.
we're right on time. Thank you.
Derek, give me your thing.
Never on NBC. Oh, okay. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. We didn't have a chance to say hello before we started.
Despite the fine introduction from the master.
Yes. Oh, that which I didn't hear you for. Yes. I'm Mike Beal.
And I'm Leah Beal.
And we are here at the 34th Annual Friends of Old Time Radio Convention in Newark, New Jersey. And again, admonishing people, that in case you are in the New York City area, come on over. There's always plenty, there's always plenty of room because the panels in the on the final afternoons are sometimes standing room only, but we can always squeeze you in. That was Fred Gurney doing the third, I believe, episode of OTR Jeopardy. I was thinking that last year was the second time, and unfortunately you missed the very, very beginning of it with the opening and the opening theme, because he insisted on starting on time, whether or not the phone was answered down in Texas. And so I just started feeding the program rather than taking up time here introducing it. So that's why I'm saying we had not introduced ourselves at the beginning of the presentation. Today's next program will be starting in about 12 or 13 minutes, and it's OTR's Federal Investigators, presented by Jack French, who has written several books on the subject of private eye programs on radio, as well as several other books as well. At 10:45 to 11:30, Children in Radio Television. And this is a panel that George Downs is doing with Clay Cole, Russell Horton, Arthur Anderson, who was alluded to in a question a little while ago, and others, and we don't have a list of others. I'm going to ask others. You know, who is others? Sam Others? No. At 11:45, we'll be breaking away from the program, and we haven't decided yet what we will do during that hour, where they're going to have a recreation, and one of the things which we'll be doing for the people, or the conference does, for the people who are here, is have a number of old-time radio recreations. Most of them are done in the afternoon and the evening after the banquet. This is the first one that is being done during the morning hour. That's going to be from 11:45 to 12:30. The Gotham Radio Players, that is produced by Max Speed, is going to be doing a lost episode. That's one of the things that they specialize in, is recreating scripts that are legitimate, original scripts of old-time radio programs, but that the recordings of the program have never been found. And, you know, providing a service to allow the people, you know, in the hobby to be able to you know, to do more than just read this lost script, but to actually hear, you know, not exactly, of course, what it sounded like, but as close as they could get to doing another quality presentation of it. Unlike some of the recreation that you hear at conferences, where everything is put together on, not necessarily on the spot, but where the group is one which comes together specifically at the time of the conference, and then they meet the together and rehearse once or twice. The Gotham Radio Players do presentations year-round, every month or two. They do another presentation, and so they very, very finely rehearse these programs. The one which I have said, and we were talking about it last night, was the really, I think, the best that I have heard in recent years, and have felt that it was one of the biggest services to the OTR community, was when they did a recreation of the lost program, but very famous program by Arch Ober called Chicken Heart. There are two sort of versions of Chicken Heart, one which Arch Ober did in a Capitol LP album called Drop Dead in the late 50s or early 60s, where he did modern recordings in stereo of shortened, condensed versions of about seven or eight of his classic programs, one of them being Chicken Heart. Chicken Heart got a second boost in popularity from a comedy routine that Bill Cosby did, talking about how old-time radio and old-time horror programs could affect little kids. A very funny routine. And the program itself, of course, is not just 6 or 7 minutes long, and in the comedy routine, he could only, Bill Cosby could also only do a short synopsis of, you know, what is most memorable about that that program to him, remembering what he remembers of it from when he heard it as a little kid. The whole program itself, 30 minutes, is a much more complicated and convoluted set of circumstances and plot lines that was far more than I had expected. and I think far more than everybody who has listened to it has expected, you know, had expected. And it really, you know, we've really doubled the loss of the original program to hear, you know, and imagine what the original presentation of this very, very fine script would have sounded like. You know, there's always, people are saying there's always hope that maybe it will be discovered, and yes, that is one of the things that does occasionally happen. Lost programs show up in this or that archive. We do know that Arch Ober's own copy of the program was on glass-based discs and had gotten broken and probably discarded, of course. Although he shouldn't have, because we could have put the pieces back together again, and unless it was really crumbled, shattered. But the discs nowadays can be resurrected in many cases from multiple pieces. About a month or so ago, Walden Hughes on the Sunday night program aired an interview, a call-in program interview from KABC that Arch Ober had done back in the late 70s or early 80s. The question of Chicken Heart did come up, and he confirmed, you know, that he had looked for it in his collection, his rather large collection of his own programs, and didn't find it, and believed that that he remembered that this was one of the programs which had gotten broken and lost. But this is a long, convoluted introduction to the recreation that you're not going to hear that the Gotham Radio Plays are doing. They're doing a lost episode of The Adventures of the Saint. And Simon Jones from England, who had been the star of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is here to portray the lead in that. So that's what was going to be on here for the people between 11:45 and 12:30, and we will have an alternate program for you. Following that is one that we still have not found what are going to be the full participants in, but it's going to be a very exciting presentation, a Bob and Ray tribute. With family and friends is the information that they give us. So we're going to have family and friends of Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Of course, Ray Goulding has passed away, but Bob Elliott is still with us, still occasionally performs, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that maybe they're going to be providing us with a surprise and that he will be here. So I can't guarantee you that. Nobody has even hinted that to us. It is just me that has been hinting about that. But, you know, here's hoping that maybe that might be the piece de resistance of our conference this year. But no matter what, it will be an interesting presentation. At 2 o'clock, we get into one. Actually, that's probably going to be one that's going to be standing room only here. And the next two presentations are ones which also are really the standing room only presentations every year. Joe Franklin does a interview program, The Joe Franklin Show. And the guests this year are Mary Owens, Lillian Murphy, and Cherry Becker. And I am going to look this up. I say each time, I'm not sure, except for Cherry Becker, that you know what their relations are. She is the widow. Cherry Becker is the widow of Sandy Becker, who I know best as a children's TV host of the Looney Tunes program on Channel 5 in New York, but he also did a lot of radio announcing and was it Pepper Young's Family that he was the star of? Someone wrote it correctly. I don't even remember. He was a featured performer in a long-running soap opera. Lillian Murphy, looking at the list here. I don't see her.
Yeah, she's next to the bottom on the left hand.
Okay. She's not a relative. She is a performer herself. She's a singer. Harvest of Stars with James Melton, the Chicago Theater of Stars. So she is a performer in her own right, who I've never heard of before. Sorry. And Mary Owen is the daughter of Donna Reed and Tony Owen. So those are the three listed people.
That always changes.
In relatives, they also list as special guests. Janet Cantor Gary, Eddie Cantor's daughter, and Brian Gary, who will be in, and we've heard already, is Eddie Cantor's grandson, the daughter of Janet Cantor Gary. Greg Oppenheimer, we've already heard from, he's the son of Jess Oppenheimer. I'm assuming these are people that are not going to that program. So they also list Betty Rose, the widow of David Rose, the conductor. And I don't remember seeing her listed in any other presentation, so I don't know. Maybe she will be also in the Joe Franklin Show, but I really can't be sure. I don't even know what they tell us here. And the final presentation at 3:15 is singers, musicians, and big bands.